From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama makes a statement about Afghanistan. He says 9,800 American troops stationed in Afghanistan will remain there until the end of the year, despite earlier plans to cut that number by half. Mr. Obama spoke Tuesday at a press conference with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani at the White House.
Afghanistan remains a very dangerous place, and insurgents still launch attacks, including cowardly suicide bombings against civilians.
Mr. Obama says the U.S. is determined to maintain the gains made by U.S. forces in the country. He said U.S. forces will continue to advise and train Afghan troops, as well as assist them in targeted counterterrorism operations. Afghan officials say gunmen have killed at least 13 people in a late-night attack on passengers traveling on a highway in central Afghanistan. A motive has not been determined, and no group has claimed responsibility for the attack. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, has begun a two-day visit to northern Cameroon. He's there to assess the condition of thousands of Nigerian refugees who have fled from assaults by the Islamic militant group Boko Haram in northeastern Nigeria. Guterres also will meet with thousands of Cameroonians internally displaced due to cross-border attacks by the militants. Houthi rebels made advances in southern Yemen on Tuesday, fighting with militias loyal to the government of ousted President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi. To the north, in Taiz province, Houthi rebels and soldiers supporting them opened fire on anti-Houthi protesters, killing at least one person and wounding several others, that according to medical officials. This is VOA News. An Airbus 320 aircraft operated by the Lufthansa subsidiary German Wings crashed in a remote part of the French Alps Tuesday. There were no survivors. At least 144 passengers and six crew members were on board. Al Pessin has more.
In the hours immediately following the crash, there was no explanation for why the plane went down. The head of German Wings, Thomas Winkelmann, said the flight left its cruising altitude of 12,000 meters just 1 minute after reaching it and went into an unscheduled landing approach mode. He said 8 minutes later it disappeared from French radar screens as it descended through 6,000 meters toward the mountains. Winkelmann would not speculate about the reason for the crash or what was happening during those 8 minutes or why the pilots were not in touch with air traffic control. Al Pessin, London.
Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper says Canada will expand its military mission against the Islamic State group to include airstrikes on targets in Syria. Mr. Harper told Parliament on Tuesday Canada will not seek the express consent of the Syrian government to launch the attacks. According to a report in the Wall Street Journal, Israel has used espionage to glean details of nuclear negotiations between Iran and six leading nations. The newspaper says Israel has also worked behind the scenes to scuttle any potential agreement. The journal says senior White House officials learned last year that Israel was using eavesdropping techniques, information from confidential U.S. briefings, informants, and European diplomatic contacts to learn details of the talks. Charges were traded today in Nigeria's presidential election between the two main parties. VOA's Peter Clotty is covering the election.
The spokesman of the Democratic Party of the PDP, Fanny Kayode, accused the APC of plotting a military takeover if the opposition or Progressive Congress fails to win the election or the presidential vote this Saturday. However, the APC, on the other hand, also accused the PDP and President Goodluck Jonathan of spending over 1 trillion naira of the state funds to fund its campaign. By the accusation is bribing opinion leaders and traditional rulers, as well as media advertisement. Of course, the PDP sharply rejected that accusation as false and without merit.
Peter Clotty, tomorrow officials plan to remove ballots from a bank vault and distribute them across the country in preparation for Saturday's vote. Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes down, European markets mixed, Asia markets closed mixed today. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.